The summer reading season has several weeks to go. That's enough time to knock off another book, or two, or three, before you get back to the grind. We've asked three authors and one publisher for their recommendations. The first writer we'll hear from is Sasa Stančić, the author of How the Soldier Repairs the Gramophone. His pick is a book called Furman, Adventures of a Metropolitan Lowlife.
It refers to fur men, the men with fur, the mouses, the rats, and it's told from the perspective of a rat living in a little Boston bookstore eating books. Every book tastes differently. Nabokov tastes a little bit sweetish, you know, of course it does, and Hemingway will taste a little bit like fish, probably. So this rat can read and tries to communicate with the human world around it, which of course just want to kill the rat because it obviously eats books. So this is a wonderful novel from an author called Sam Savage. It's a wonderful reading, and it's all about literature. It's about love for literature and basically eating the literature that you love. This mouse lives in Boston on a square which kind of disappears, but at the same time the readers in the bookstore disappear too. So there's this beautiful parallel of decay of our world set a parallel to the decay in how we like to read Times online, but not, you know, a good book. So please read this book and enjoy it. You will have a wonderful laugh and you will be very, very sad at the end.
Hello, my name is Tamima Anam and I'm the author of A Golden Age. The book that I'll be recommending is called The Girl from Foreign and it's by Sadia Shepherd. It's a wonderful memoir about Sadia's very multicultural family. She's the daughter of a Pakistani woman and an American man, and she grows up in a very extended family. She grows up in Boston, but she lives with her parents and her grandmother. And the way that the story unfolds is that her grandmother, on her deathbed, tells her that actually, even though Sadia's mother was raised Muslim, that her grandmother was actually Jewish. And she asks Sadia to go back to Pakistan and India to discover her Jewish roots. And this is the journey that Sadia takes, and it takes her to Bombay, and she lives there for about a year, and she basically meets members of the Bene Israel community where her grandmother is from. And it's a very touching memoir. It's a family story, but it's also the story of migration and of immigration and all the different places that people can come from.
I'm Salman Rushdie, and the book that I've just recently finished reading is the Pulitzer Prize winner of this year, The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde by Junot Diaz, and I can't recommend it highly enough. I think it's an absolutely joyous book. I remember reading his short stories 10 years ago and thinking how good they were, but this novel has a whole extra dimension of human warmth and compassion, which I think makes it something very like a great novel, and I think for once, the Pulitzer Prize Committee seems to have got it absolutely right.
Hi, I'm Barry Cunningham. I'm the publisher of The Chicken House in the United Kingdom. My choice is a wonderful new children's book called The Spook's Mistake by Joseph Delaney. It's a wonderful news story in a series which started called The Spook's Apprentice. Spook's a wonderful old-fashioned term for ghost, and this is the continuing series, really, of a boy who has to learn to be a kind of ghost buster in a wonderful medieval world full of ghosts and ghouls, bogles and boggarts, which he has to kind of get rid of, really. So it's a wonderful news story in that series.
That's Barry Cunningham. His summer reading pick is The Spook's Mistake by Joseph Delaney. It'll be released in the U.S. this month as The Last Apprentice, Wrath of the Blood Eye. Salman Rushdie went with The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde by Junot Diaz. Tamima Anam chose Sadia Shepherd's The Girl from Foreign, and Sasa Stanisic recommended Sam Savage's book, Furman, Adventures of a Metropolitan Lowlife. You can find the list and more about the books at theworld.org.